On this episode of Roundabout, we asked the candidates what role they think marijuana should play in Lansing. In late September, the City Council approved new rules to govern both recreational and medical marijuana. The ordinance allows for 28 recreational dispensaries, 3 additional medical marijuana locations, and new types of marijuana businesses in each ward. All the candidates support marijuana in Lansing, but they have different opinions on regulation and next steps. Ward 1 incumbent Jody Washington says she supports the new ordinance. She says that it's a living document that can change whenever the city sees fit.
And it isn't that we cannot expand that later, because we can't. But it's easier to expand it later than to pull it back in. But I think we have to go forth with wisdom and realize that we are not the only city in the state or the country that is growing and selling cannabis.
Brandon Betts is running against Washington in Ward 1. Like Washington, he says he sees potential for the ordinance expanding, but he'd like to see it sooner rather than later. He says he thinks that Lansing could be a leader in the state for marijuana distribution, cultivation, and retail sales.
And I think that we could do that by expanding the number of businesses that we allow in from 25 to, let's say, 50. I also think that we could be very strong on social equity. I also think that we could work on making sure that that is part of our entrepreneurial ecosystem.
At-large candidate Yanis Jackson-Long says she's an advocate for marijuana. She says that she believes both recreational and medical marijuana have a place in Lansing.
As long as we control it, not let it get out of hand, it has to be regulated. And I think that there's a lot of potential, a lot of growth. There's a lot of opportunity for local business owners and for the marijuana industry.
Patricia Spitzley is a current member of City Council and an at-large candidate. Like Jackson Long, Spitzley says she wants growth and economic development in the marijuana industry, but Lansing needs to be mindful of the residents' concerns.
My goal is to make sure that you have fair, predictable, reasonable regulations that are protective of our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods have been clear. They don't want it in your parks. They don't want it in your churches. And they want it out of their neighborhoods to the extent we can.
Carol Wood is the current president of the council running for re-election as a member at large. She says the council should be careful and concerned about the marijuana industry and how it will impact Lansing.
And making sure that rules and regulations that we have in place allow for what the voters have voted in, but also are cognizant of how this will affect businesses and neighborhoods in and around dispensaries and grow facilities and the other licensed facilities that are out there.
Julie Rodacker is running for one of 2 at-large seats. She takes a slightly different approach. Rodacker says the city can't rely solely on the income that may come from dispensaries and other marijuana businesses.
However, we have to be responsible as city leaders. I don't believe any one industry should be the savior to our financial woes. Trends come and go, and we have seen that in the past where we put all our eggs in one basket and then that industry is gone.
Adam Hussein, who's running unopposed for his current 3rd ward seat, did not participate in the series after multiple requests for comment. After voters popularly decided that they want medical and recreational marijuana in Lansing, it's now up to the candidates to bring it to the city. The candidates all support the up-and-coming industry, but have concerns about how it will impact the city. For WKAR News, I'm Amanda Barberina in East Lansing.